KCIM Sports presents the Pizza Ranch Saturday Morning Coaches Show with Sports Director Jeff Blankman.
Thank you very much, John, and good Saturday morning, everybody. Welcome here, of course, to the Pizza Ranch Coaches Show. We'll talk Kemper football here in just a little bit with Ryan Steinkamp. We'll talk Carroll football as well this morning with Craig Rowetter. We'll talk Kemper volleyball with head coach Rusty Wintermote. And we'll talk Carroll swimming, girls swimming with head coach Deb Danner. Now, again, our player of the game pictures, again, and banners from last night's all four of our games are Weva, Audubon, Carroll, and Kemper. Those are available on the Carroll Broadcasting Sports Network website, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram pages. Audio from the radio broadcast podcast on the website at sports.1380kcim.com. Audio broadcast on the CB Sports Network YouTube channel from our Weva at Lennox game. Go to the YouTube channel to be able to go back and re-listen to that game. New Way Ford scoreboard show from last night podcast on the website as well. The New Way Auto Group live scoreboard page is updated with scores from the entire state of Iowa from last night. And Casey Miners and I will get recap stories coming up later on this weekend from the four football games tonight and the state cross-country meet that we'll have covered. Let's run you through the scores last night for our area districts and around the state. Class 3A Pod D, Carroll Falls to Mount Vernon, 42-6. It was Algona over Harlan, 49-6. And Pod A, Humboldt knocks off Clear Lake, 13-10. It was Solon over Benton Community, 34-27. Pod B, Sergeant Bluff Luton over MOC Floyd Valley, 35-17. Nevada upends Helan, 21-14. Pod C, Wallert Catholic shuts out Davenport Assumption 41-0. Independence over Williamsburg 21-14. Class 2A, Pod A, Kemper knocks off Central Lyon, George Little Rock 24-14. It was West Lyon all over Western Christian 42-7. Pod B, Prairie City Monroe beats Greene County 48-6. Mid Prairie gets by Mediapolis 35-14. Pod C, Spirit Lake downs Osage 42-14. North Fayette Valley over Crestwood 28-6. Pod D, Van Meter shuts out West Marshall 47-0. Anamosa defeats West Burlington Notre Dame 48-20. Eight-man action in Pod D. It was Audubon over Woodbine at 42-12. St. Mary's Remsen knocks off Cam 42-6. In Pod A, it was Lennox over Arweta 41-6. And it was Montezuma beating Bedford 32-28. Pod B, Bishop Garrigan over Riceville 47-12. Edgewood Colesburg knocks off Janesville 70-48. Pod C, Don Bosco cruises by Waco 48-7. And Gladbrook Rhinebeck downs Iowa Valley 57-32. Class A, West Hancock tops MMCRU 28-21. Woodbury Central over Galen Catholic 21-19. Pod B, ACGC defeats Mount Air 41-14. Tri-Center rolls past Riverside 58-13. Pod C, St. Ansgar downs Wapsie Valley 18-0. Moquoka to Valley over Nashua Plainfield 38-13. Pod D, Lisbon defeats Bellevue 56-12. And Madrid shuts out Pekin 33-0. And Pod O, Class 1A, Pod A, Grundy Center over West Branch, 42-7. It was Sumner Fredericksburg defeating Manson Northwest Webster, 14-0. Pod B, Dyke New Hartford over South Hamilton, 55-22. South Hardin knocks off Emmitsburg, 27-20. Pod C, Hinton tops OABCIG, 21-14, while Underwood slips past Trainer, 21-20. Pod D, Regina of Iowa City beats on Woodward Granger, 35-14. And Wilton cruises by MFL Marmack, 42-14. In Class 4A, in Pod A, it was North Polk over at Fort Dodge, 36-6, and Xavier Cedar Rapids beats Norwalk, 35-14. Pod B, Decorah edges Newton, 15-14. North Scott knocks off Western Dubuque, 26-7. Pod Z, Pella over Clear Creek Amanda, 34-7, and Gilbert defeated Waverly Shawrock, 21-14. Pod D, Lewis Central blanks Ballard, 28-0, and ADM rolls past Spencer, 43-13. And in Class 5A, it was Iowa City of Liberty over Waukee, 31-14. Ankeny downs Linmar, 47-21. Pod B, Dowling tops Cedar Falls 41-21, and it was also Ankeny Centennial over City Iowa City 52-28. Pod C, Iowa City West knocks off Benton North at 21-16, and it was Southeast Polk slipping by Pleasant Valley 24-21. Pod D, Valley over Sioux City East 31-28, and Johnston rolls by Waterloo West 49-14. We'll step away, take a break. Ryan Steinkamp from the Kemper Knight football team set to join us next here on the Pizza Ranch Coaches Show.
When you need a quick meal or one on the go, your Carro Pizza Ranch has great deals for carryout and delivery. Order online and get 8 pizzas of country's best chicken with potato wedges for only $20. How about 2 large pizzas for $25? Or get 2 medium single-topping pizzas, cheesy ranch sticks, and a cactus bread for just $20. Check out these deals and more at pizzaranch.com today and order hot and fresh. Pizza Ranch, located off Highway 30 in Carroll, open 7 days a week.
Whoa, that's good.
Ryan Steinkamp, head football coach of the Kemper Knights, joining Casey Myers, the Carroll Broadcasting Sports Network, here on the Saturday Morning Pizza Ranch Coaches Show. And Ryan, want to congratulate you back-to-back years getting to play in the state quarterfinals. That's got to be a really big thing for you and a testament to how hard the kids have worked this season.
Absolutely. You know, the kids have poured everything into it. I'm really proud of them and happy for how well they're playing.
What has it been throughout the season? You look at game one, now game number 10 in the books for you. What has it been for the kids that have really started to click here towards the second half of the year?
I think it's a lot of it is just trust between coaches and players. I mean, the kids have been doing a great job, and the coaches have been putting a lot of work in the game plans. The kids have been doing a great job of executing and just buying in. And, you know, they've been putting the time in at practice and film study and stuff like that, too. So all the little things have just been adding up.
What is it on both sides of the ball? Defensively, what's been working for you? Is it, you know, the linebackers flowing to the football, the secondary playing really good? And offensive-wise, seems like the passing game has really come on the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, no, defensively, I think a lot of it's our communication, the secondary has really improved. You know, those guys are putting the time in. You know, they're working hard. And then offensively, I think it's a lot of just, it's the repetition. And, you know, I think, you know, we talk about no lazy reps, but, you know, game-like reps, too, and the kids have been really doing that.
We'll take a look at the game a little bit for you against Central Lyon, George Little Rock. How'd the first quarter kind of play out? Seems like you guys got a big stop on their opening drive that really helped build some momentum.
Yeah, you know, obviously Central Lyon is a very talented team, very well coached, very physical team. And our guys, you know, they answered the call. You know, they were physical, they were aggressive. Guys stopped, forced them 3 and out right away too, which is huge. And then offense marched down the field for a score.
How well did the offense play in that first quarter for you guys? Was it the running game or kind of the passing game that got going early?
Oh, a little bit more the passing game. You know, they have good D line. It's tough to run on too. So kind of just, you know, hit them in some dinks and dunks. You know, kind of just our motto: take what's there, and then big plays will happen.
Did it seem like their size potentially, you know, made an issue to run the football for you? And kind of how did you guys adjust to that?
They had some big boys on their side for sure. But our line didn't back down. And I thought, you know, they got better as the game went on, too. And then running-wise, too, Huffman did a great job of just, you know, getting 3-4 yards and playing in front of the sticks.
What was the message to the boys up front, not just along the offensive line, but the defensive line, too, to try to move those bigger bodies for Central Lyon, George Little Rock, and get some holes open in the running game and just kind of pass protect as well?
Yeah, definitely, you know, just, you know, pad level, too. You know, lower man wins. A lot of it just came down to old-school football.
Was there any adjustment, like blocking-wise up front? You know, did you want to double one of the nose guards or one of the D tackles? Did you kind of, you know, open stuff out, spread it out a little bit blocking-wise? Kind of how did that go?
Yeah. I mean, we saw some things, too. We could hit him inside. You know, they definitely took the passing game away a few times, you know, bracketing guys. So we did it. We kind of we'll switch the run game and just get chunk yards.
How do you feel the execution of the game plan went offensively and defensively for you going into Friday night's game?
Defensively, they went good. You know, they're definitely a run-heavy team. The guys did a good job stopping the run. And then they went through more of a spread book, which, you know, caused us some problems. But, you know, I credit our kids. You know, they didn't give up the big play. You know, they got some chunk yards for sure. But, you know, it's kind of a bend-don't-break motto. And then offensively, yeah, it was, the guys did a good job of moving the sticks and just executing.
When they went to more of that spread look defensively, was it throwing the football or was it still kind of using their option, you know, spinner back type, you know, running the football style?
It was some quarterback runs too. It caused some problems, you know, because we had a little more spread out to respect those guys. But the secondary, when they did try passing, you know, our secondary was in great position and they did a good job communicating. And then, yeah, they definitely hurt us a little bit in that spread run game. But, you know, like, we made the tackles, made the plays too. And that's tough because, you know, you get a smaller box. But they still have big linemen, but our guys did it back down and kept fighting.
Sounds like you had an injury early on the defensive end. How did you guys make adjustments going forward throughout the rest of the game?
Yeah, you know, we kind of rotated guys in there too. You know, obviously that made an impact. But you know, we have a next guy mentality too, and I was really happy with how, some of the guys that stepped up and played hard.
You mentioned that next man mentality. Do you think that it's kind of helped you guys defensively and offensively? Because you've had some injuries with Braxton going down at receiver earlier in the year. Griffin Glenn steps in on both sides of the ball, plays really well for you guys. And then with the injury tonight, more kids stepping in. Do you think that next man mentality, these kids really feed off of going for you guys?
Yeah, and that comes through practice and preparation too. You know, a couple of guys, be ready to go in. You never know what's going to happen. That's part of the game of football, and the kids definitely stepped up tonight.
Do you think also kind of playing into tonight's matchup a little bit, them knocking you guys out last year in the state quarterfinals at their place, fed into kind of the motivation for the kids that were on the team last year?
I never talk about that. I'm a one-game mentality guy. I think it's definitely on the kids. They saw the bracket out. They're excited about that opportunity. I know they're talking about it. They wanted, they're just excited about the opportunity. When a team knocks you out, it's always kind of fun to get another shot at them. And the kids definitely, it was on them, and they answered the call.
Were there any little miscues you guys saw tonight, against Central Lyon, George Little Rock, that kind of going to go back on film and correct going into next week?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. When they went spread, our D-line had some wrong fits. Our linebackers had some wrong fits. You see a spread team. I see a team go five wide. Obviously they can pass, but they're able to run the ball successfully on it. So something that other teams are going to see, and we got to be ready to adjust for.
Despite them causing fits for you in that spread look, like you've mentioned a little bit, do you feel like you got them in uncomfortable situations and really forcing them to have to throw the football at times?
Yeah, a little bit. They're a run heavy team. They're about 70% pass. 70% run, 30% pass too. So they haven't shown that a ton. So, we got them out what they're comfortable doing, too, and I think that definitely helped a little bit. That's credit to our kids.
You mentioned you credit the kids, the coaching staff, getting them prepared, stuff like that. Anybody else that really you felt like played good last night for you guys in that win over Central Lyon, George Little Rock?
I credit the secondary, too. They went that spread look, and we had to keep another linebacker in the box and stuff like that, too. So they had us out a number of few times, too, but the kids made plays in the ball, too, like I said. We didn't give up the big play. They had a punt return touchdown, which, that happens. A fluke play. It wasn't because of lack of effort. And then they had one touchdown drive on us, too. But it was chunk plays. It took a lot. It's the second half. It took a lot of time off the clock, too. And we were in the right spot. Their kids made some plays, too. But it ate a lot of time off the clock. So it wasn't the worst thing. And we're up a couple scores at that time, too. So the kids understood the game plan and executed it.
You look at that first game against Bishop Heelan, you guys got torched in the run game, and then tonight you have success stopping the run defensively. That's got to make a testament to how hard the kids have worked this season, in film study and, listen to you and the game plans of the coaches all year long.
They've come a long, ways in that time, too. The credit goes to the coaches and then the kids for executing. We can't go out there and make those plays. The kids understood the game plan. They understand assignments, and a lot of it comes to the film study and stuff like that.
So you guys are going to travel now to West Lyon coming up on Friday and go up to northeast or northwest Iowa again for a chance to make the Dome. What's kind of the message to the kids going into next week?
Same mentality, one game at a time. I know they're excited about it. Obviously, West Lyon's a great team. But it's the next opponent, and we'll do everything we can to prepare, and it should be a good one.
What do you know about West Lyon going into the game? It seems like they've won most of their games handedly, so you guys arguably might be the best team that they have seen so far this season, so that's got to be a good thing bolting for you.
Yeah. Obviously, they're talented. They've done a great job all season long, too. Obviously, I focus on that one game at a time, too. We'll get into more film study here and start game plan.
All right, Ryan, I want to thank you for joining me. Good luck coming up against West Lyon on Friday.
Awesome. Thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
Tune in each Monday morning and afternoon for the IKM Manning Minute. We'll be talking with the students about what they're doing and learning each week. The IKM Manning Minute is brought to you by Next Gen Ag Supply in Templeton.
We're back here on the Pizza Ranch Coaches Show talking a little Carroll Tiger football right now as the Tigers headed, way east last night to Mount Vernon in the first round of Class 3A playoffs. Tigers fall 42-6. Joining us right now is their head football coach, Craig Rowetter. And, Coach, as always, appreciate you joining us here tonight. You were back sometime in the middle of the morning and with us here right away, bright and early this morning. So we appreciate your time here today.
Yeah, not a problem, Jeff. Always appreciate the coverage and what you guys have done for us all season long.
Coach, was this the second longest bus trip for you guys, or did it end up being the longest?
This one made the longest by about 10 minutes.
Just
edged out Rock Valley.
The guys handled the trip pretty well. What time did you guys take off and try to get yourselves down there?
Yeah, it was. I mean, that's the, like I said, that wasn't really a concern at all. But with our Northwest Iowa district, you know, the road trip wasn't wasn't a concern. We ended up leaving about 1:45 on Friday there, so got there and then got there about 4:45. So it was good timing. Got there in enough time to kind of stretch back out and you know, do our normal pregame routines.
What were the facilities like? I know it's a weird question, but never been over to Mount Vernon. What's the facilities like over there?
Really nice. It's yeah, if you want to see what a stadium should look like, you know, branded out and your stuff, that's I would recommend heading over there and looking what they have. You know, I think they've had some generous donors lately and kind of remodeled their facility. But yeah, it was really nice. You know, I wish we would have performed a little better, but the facilities were definitely impressive, to say the least.
Coach, a pretty good first quarter. They score late in that first quarter to go up 6-0. They get in on a you know, quarterback sneak. So early in the game, how was things playing out? Were you guys able to move the ball? Defense playing well? Kind of, what was the early part of that first quarter like?
Yeah, we kind of felt each other out there. We both were 3-and-out and punted back and forth to each other after our first series. And, you know, we found out their defensive line was as good as advertised. So they, yeah, we were trying a couple different things just to see what we could try and get going. You know, we tried the run game, and they obviously were bound and determined to shut that down, which they did a pretty good job of. And, you know, but even trying some quick screens, they were just really well coached, and you know, just had a, you know, a little bit jealous of the size and the speed they had up front on their defensive line, on their pretty much 6'4", 6'5", across the board, 240. And like I mentioned earlier, the best one was probably 6'1", 225, kind of a square bale, and he was their nose guard was pretty much a hammer. So it made it tough sledding for us, but, you know, our defense held in there too, and especially that first quarter, just, you know, with everything said and done, 6-0 at the end of the first quarter, we felt like we're still, you know, just in the ball game. We had given up a couple early scores, you know, all season long, trying to get a feel for the other team, and then defensively we usually settle in. So wasn't really concerned there after the first quarter, just being 6-0.
Coach, you mentioned during the commercial break that, you know, we had talked, you know, for the pregame interview, and you had talked about the fact that their D-line was good, and it could be tough sledding trying to get the run game going, but you were hoping you could maybe get the pass game going. It sounded like you had some chances in the pass game, but their pressure was getting there quick.
Yeah, it was tough. You know, we had used more of our quick game than, you know, sometimes we were able to get like a wheel route with Reese or even Owen down the seam or a tight end wheel type situation. And they closed on that fast. And then if it was more than a couple seconds, they were, you know, Carter was kind of dodging a couple guys to try to buy a little bit more time. But it was, you know, we did connect on a couple passes that extended drives. I know Reese had a nice one, and you know, we hit Kieran Polking kind of on. We just started to try to get some, you know, 5-yard out routes just to get some, you know, almost as good as a run there. And so we tried kind of dink and dunking them for a little bit, but it seems like anytime we tried to maybe go for a little more, get greedy, we usually ended up on the bottom of a sack or something. So yeah, we tried a little bit of everything there in that first half and didn't have a whole lot of success offensively.
Coach, two quick touchdowns in a way for them late in the half, both coming in the last 5 minutes of that second quarter. So all of a sudden it goes from a 6-0 game to a 21-0 game at the halftime. That's a killer right there, I imagine.
Yeah, the last one was about 47 seconds, if I remember right. That one did hurt because even the two score, you know, we've been in those ball games and comfortable, but when they were able to get that third one in right before the half and then knowing they were getting the ball back at halftime, that one did hurt, you know, and especially when you're playing a team of the quality of Mount Vernon. Because then you could tell that then they could kind of work the clock as well. They weren't, you know, they love throwing the ball, obviously, but then they kind of just, when they were up 21 and then got the ball back, then they tried establishing their run game, you know, and just kind of were eating away some of the clock, knowing that would kind of force us out of our offensive game plan. And being down three scores, you have to start thinking about going to the air. And so, again, credit to them and their coaching staff. They had a pretty good game plan and executed it even better.
You mentioned they got the ball to start the second half. Looks like they went down, extended that lead for you. Able to get the ball going on the ground the way it sounds?
Yeah, they kind of, again, they just were trying to, I think, eat more clock than anything. And they, yeah, and you know, not really our defense's fault. We didn't establish, you know, they were on the field quite a bit that first half just because offensively we couldn't really, you know, give them any breaks, and which has kind of been different than the season. You know, as a snapshot, usually we're able to grind out some long drives and kind of keep our defense off the field. So it's kind of a taste of our own medicine on that deal. So that first drive, though, yeah, after the second half, they kind of just marched it down, mostly on the ground, and then they were able to go up with 28-0.
They extend that to 35-0, so you go into the fourth quarter where you don't want to be continuous clock. You guys able to get one in, and Taden Peterson able to punch one in for you?
Yeah, Taden finally got a, you know, he was close on a couple. In fact, Carter Essick ran the ball pretty decent, too, on some of the – they were focused on Taden, so we were able to go weak side a little bit with Carter throughout the game, just not really establishing a bunch. You know, we didn't want to really use Carter as a 30-carry back at the quarterback, so we – but he did have some nice runs, and then Taden – you know, was finally able to bust one free at the end and ended up being our last offensive play. So, you know, at the end of the game, I kind of told him not too many guys can say they went out of finished their high school career on a touchdown run on their last carry. So it was nice for him to kind of, you know, finish his senior campaign with a long touchdown run on his final carry.
Coach, positives that you guys took away from that game last night?
Oh, the biggest positive was being back where, you know, where we think we need to be and belong there in the playoffs. You know, it was a challenge. Our guys didn't back down weren't concerned about not being able to compete against them. And even throughout the, you know, even at halftime, they knew they could fight yet. And the biggest thing all season long was, and again, back to credit to our seniors, is even the fourth quarter when it starts and you're down, you know, 35, they're not, you know, yelling or complaining or pointing fingers at each other. They're just, you know, looking to coaches for answers. And we were giving them feedback and they're looking to problem solve and go to work. And like I told Nick last night, on our post-game interview, you know, outside of, yeah, everybody wants to win football games and be great football players, but some of those things like the leadership and those, you know, being able to work as a team and, you know, that's going to provide them with a pretty good foundation, not just in football, but in life later on. And that's, you know, that's the ultimate goal, I guess, in high school football is, you know, building good men out of these guys, and I think the senior group definitely portrayed that.
Yeah, you got a great group there, Coach, and we'll talk here in a second kind of about maybe what some of those guys mean to you. But one other thing you commented on last night in your interview with Nick was that, you know, when he asked you about a memory that maybe 20 years down the road, I remember you talked about this with me after that game and then on the scoreboard or on the coach's show, and then we even chatted about it a little bit when you talked about, you know, the next game on the schedule, and that was the, you know, the MOC Floyd Valley game where, you know, they score and your offensive line just kind of smiled at you like, yeah, that's okay, let's get back out onto the field and do what we do, and that's a great memory for you and I think that group of guys.
Yeah, and that's, you know, even though it didn't quite get, you know, we didn't get rolling in the run game last night like we're accustomed to, you know, that's one thing, especially with this, a veteran line up front, and then you throw Owen Klucke in there at tight end, too, with those guys. It's just, it was a fun year. That's kind of our, was our MO and identity. You know, I always think it's important to have, and right, wrong, or indifferent, have an identity, so something you hang your hat on, and that was kind of like the defining moment, I think, of the season, where, like, this is, you know, they had bought in completely, you know, nobody doubted it, and just the confidence that finally it felt like it had been building, and that was kind of the moment, you know, you kind of arrived there at what you're trying to build, when they were that confident and ready to go to work.
You knew coming into the year that your schedule was going to be really tough, all four of your losses to teams that pretty much at the time you guys played them, ranked, and a lot of them ranked in the top five. So the schedule you guys had really was not an easy schedule this year.
Yeah, it is what it is. But that's what, you know, we didn't really, I guess the state kind of helps pick your non-district schedule. And that was actually more difficult, when every 2 years, than we initially thought. You know, at the time, a year ago, Denison ends up being the district champ out of their F4A district, and Gilbert as well, and they were back. I think they're still, they won last night, so, you know, I think they're top five or six in 4A, and Creston just missed with a tiebreaker, I think, in their district. So, you know, our non-district was solid, and then the district play, like you said, I think Helan was five when we played them. Sergeant Bluff was number two. MOC was, I think, right at 10 when we played them. So, you know, and then, again, our district getting two of the – there's only four at-larges, and two of them came out of our district. So it was definitely a challenging schedule. But, again, our guys never wavered and took everything head-on.
Coach, that senior group, I know a lot of them, so you're probably not going to mention everybody, but if you want to talk about it as a whole, you kind of did a little bit ago, but this is a pretty special group, I think, for you.
Yeah, it's been, you know, some of these guys have been three-year starters and you know, some of them got thrown in the fire early, maybe when they weren't quite ready, but I think it paid dividends, you know, their senior year, and you know, unfortunately, last night we were short two of our line, or our, you know, kind of our cornerstones there with Mox Oberding and Jaden Pflug. Jaden got banged up at the end of week eight and missed our week nine game and wasn't quite ready to go last night. And then Mox took a little friendly fire on Wednesday at practice, so he ended up unable to play last night. So, you know, it's tough on those guys being their senior year and not being able to play that last game or those last two games, especially after they've been a key part of the success during the year. But, yeah, all those guys, you know, up front, both offensively and defensively. And like you said, there's going to be I'll be leaving somebody out. So, but, yeah, it's just been a great group, and like I said all along, it's just a group that always would stick together, fight together, and I'm not going to take all the credit either, because it starts at home, so they all have great parents and great examples at home to kind of, you know, get them molded into who they are, and then we take that and expand on it. But again, just great kids, great seniors, and again, great parents, you know, leading the way at home as well.
Well, Coach, as always, it's been a blast this season. Love getting to cover you and your team. We thank you for all the time, the lineups, the late night, early morning interviews, the lineups in the middle of the week, and everything you do to help us cover Carroll Tiger football. So we appreciate you and appreciate all you do to help us out. So thank you. Enjoy the off season and looking forward to next year.
Yeah, it's great, Jeff. And like I said, we appreciate it. Not just Carroll, I'm sure all the area teams do as well. Because if anyone pays attention to your guys' schedule, it's kind of crazy. You'd think it's not just covering the two teams in town. It's all the area, and you compound that with volleyball and cross country, and and we'll be picking up here in a couple weeks with the winter sports. So we appreciate everything you guys do and all the coverage.
Head coach again, Craig Rowetter, again with the Carroll Tigers. Again, we'll step away. We'll be right back with more of the Pizza Ranch Coaches Show here on KCIM.
When you need a quick meal or one on the go, your Carroll Pizza Ranch has great deals for carryout and delivery. Order online and get 8 pizzas of country's best chicken with potato wedges for only $20. How about 2 large pizzas for $25? Or get 2 medium single topping pizzas, cheesy ranch sticks, and a cactus bread for just $20. Check out these deals and more at pizzaranch.com today and order hot and fresh. Pizza Ranch, located off Highway 30 in Carroll, open 7 days a week.
Whoa, that's good.
We're back here on the Pizza Ranch Coaches Show, talking right now with Rusty Wintermode. Of course, he is the head volleyball coach with the Kemper Knights as they have qualified to head back down to the state volleyball tournament. We'll talk a little bit about that coming up. But, Coach, appreciate you joining us here today. And it seems like it's getting to be kind of an every year thing for you. Congratulations on making it back down to state.
Well, you know, every year has its different rewards. Every year has its different emotions. And you know, this year, my first 2 years, I'll go back to the first year. It felt like just a fun trip. We were glad to be there. Second year, last year, we felt like we could do something and make some noise. We tried to, and we gave our best effort. But this year was a mixed emotion because we just didn't know what we had coming in to solidify this team and make it a competitive group. And to see this group grow as much as they have, and really, I feel like improved in a lot of areas mentally. They become mentally tough, and I think that's going to be big for them. This year, not that I take away anything from the first year because I've been blessed with good kids and great coaches beside me, but it felt like this year was I actually spent more time analyzing other teams just because I needed to find an advantage for us, and we spent more time analyzing our regional opponent and really, really spending quite a bit of time on, I say that a lot, quite a bit of time, but trying to develop their skills. Because the last 2 years, I was blessed with skills kids. Did we work on it? You bet we did. But it doesn't feel like we worked as much this year, only because I didn't know where we were going to be and how we were going to be. So for this team to do what they've done, for a lot of them, it feels like their first year. For some of it is, but it feels like a brand new opportunity for them. And, for Bree and Elsa and Carson and Kaylee, especially, who have been down there a couple times, I think they're really looking forward to making a change in just their grouping that they've been going through, how they can prove that they belong down there, at the state tournament.
All right, Coach, you guys earned it by knocking off a very good Clarinda team. You had gotten past them on the road earlier this season in a Hawkeye 10 conference matchup, then had to rematch them here in the regional final on Tuesday night. You get the sweep this time, but as anticipated, none of the sets were blowouts, all of them tight, including the last two going 25-22 and 25-23. So as you look back to last Tuesday, what was the difference, especially late in those sets, to be able to squeeze out three wins all by 5 points or less?
I think our presence at the net for blocking. We created some advantages by, I'll throw serving in there. We beat them in the last 5 points, mainly out of system balls. We forced them into tough issues, but we had talked the 2 days before that our goal was to win the out-of-system game, but also too, we played a lot of 20-20 or 20-19 simulations in practice. So knowing that once we got to 20, if they would just go off of what we learned and what we talked about and what our goals were, we felt like they were going to be fine. And even though Clarinda, game two, we were out to a comfortable lead most of the way, and then they just kept fighting back. Yeah, we had some unforced errors, but they created those unforced errors. And so we didn't really think we were going to blow them out by any means, just only because I felt they were one of the best, they were one of the better teams coming into that because they had improved so much from the beginning of the year to the end of the year. And they just had a group of seniors. We just look at Jersey Knight, and I met with her after the game, and her and her parents, and, God bless a kid like that, because when I told her, I said, if you guys spend as a team 2 days worrying about how you're going to prevent you from doing what you want to do, you knew you were going to be in for a battle. And I believe the kids knew that because there was really no sign of panic, even when it was just close the whole way. It was just fun to look at their eyes, and all that I ever heard from Elsa, we got to take care of these three phases, our passing, our setting, and our hitting. And she could, coach, there's a fourth phase. And I said, what is that? And she said, our intensity, our effort. And that last game, when we were up 22-20 and they fought back to take the lead, and then 23-22, and then we had to tie it up and to get 3 points in a row, I just told them, I said, you got to win this defensively. And so our goal was to be a defensive team from 20 points on, and it really worked out that way for us for that match.
Coach, you mentioned the blocking earlier. You guys had 22 of them that night. You've got some really good blockers defensively with Brianna Wittrock leading that way, and then you throw in Zoe Bruning and Olivia Schenkelberg. What's the focus for you guys on blocking, and how have you become such a good blocking team, and for Brianna to be as good as what she is? I think she's one of the elite ones in the state.
Yeah, Brianna, I think, leads the state in 3A in blocking, but blocking, you and I have talked many times, blocking is no different than rebounding in basketball. You just have to have a heart and a desire. But also, too, we work on it pretty much every day in practice, and we'll find a new drill where these girls like to do what we call a noodle drill, and we stick up pool noodles up through the net, and, when your team struggles on, maybe I'm getting a block, but the ball's dropping down in front of me. Well, when that happens to us, then we just talk to them about, remember, do the pool, do the noodle drill. And all it was we've really focused this year on transferring our hands, keeping our hands higher and just going up. And, the drill allows us to put a ball in the right hand or left hand, go up and press across around the noodle and swap ball from hand to hand. And I think that's really helped them. But again, blocking is just, it's heart and desire. You could teach the skill, but until they become heart and they have a desire to do it and make it part of their, that's my role on this team. And, those three, and you throw Addie Andover in there, and even Elsa's always wanting to block with everybody because I just want to learn how to block. I want to get a block, and Carson's in there with us too. I don't have Carson do it as much anymore because she's got a sore left hand, and so I don't have her take any pounding on that if I don't have to. But you throw Mariah and Colby into that mix. And, when those kids have just filed in and bought into everything we've said about it. But in practice, we just talk about it all the time. We as we're going 6-on-6, I'm always yelling, hands high, hands high, noodle drill. So it's just constantly reminding them. But it's just heart and desire. That playing sports, like rebounding, you got a lot of heart, you got a lot of desire, you're going to find a way to go do it. And they just done a good job of reading the setter, but we practiced a lot. We practiced the blind eye act, and where they've got to just kind of, they see where it's going, they got to react, find the hitter. So we've been just trying to teach them how to fine-tune those small parts, but never have had to tell them to get their rear end over there or show some heart or show some hustle because they have already got that built into them.
Coach, you guys open up the state tournament Tuesday. We'll have the coverage for everybody on Kick 106.7. You get a similar to you guys, a traditional power, you know, around the state. Wallert, back when I grew up, used to be one of the best programs in the entire nation, not just in the state of Iowa. But Wallert Catholic, that opening round matchup, they're going to come in 25-8 on the season. You said you've had a chance to watch a few of their matches so far. What has jumped out to you?
Well, what has jumped out to me is that they are a team that allows you to create unforced errors. So, in other words, they'll challenge you with a serve, kind of a seam serve that if you aren't passing in system, that they have the advantage. So we have to be careful of that. They have a setter who likes to play like Des Moines Christian, who is a one that is a jump setter. They run a 5-1. And she can sneak attack on you. So we have to kind of come up with a plan like we did against Des Moines Christian and kind of throw in a mixture of Clarinda. Their middle hitter is very similar to Bree in that her ability to read the ball for blocking. So we have to really mix up our attacks. We can't attack straight on the middle. We have to make sure that we're using our angle shots. And then really, with their size that is similar to Clarinda, I think if we'll have the ability to control the serve, receive, and run in system with a little more tempo, I feel like we can cause them some problems. But again, the one thing that we got to make sure that isn't happening is the out-of-system balls that – or not the out-of-system, the unforced errors that they seem to create on teams. And, you know, if we'll cut down on the amount of errors we have on hitting out, serve receive zeros where we're shanking it, or a simple serve where we're keeping in play and then making them work. So if we'll handle those three things, I believe we're going to be very competitive against them.
Well, Coach, again, congratulations on qualifying for the state tournament. Again, looking forward to seeing you and the girls down there coming up on Tuesday morning. Appreciate the time here on this Saturday, and I look forward to catching up with you again to kind of preview this game for the broadcast coming up on Tuesday.
Well, I look for that. I look forward to the opportunity to visit with you about it. And go Knights. And again, thank you very much for everything you guys do for Kemper Catholic and just the surrounding teams. I know everybody appreciates it, and look forward to visiting with you again, sir.
Head coach Rusty Wintermode again with the Kemper Knights. We'll be back with more from the Pizza Ranch Coaches Show coming up here on KCIM.
Baumgars is hosting a ladies' night this Sunday from 5 to 8 p.m. Stop into your local Baumgars store for a special shopping event. Ladies will receive a 20% off discount from regular price on their purchases and can enter to win gift cards. Plus, a portion of the evening's proceeds will be donated to local cancer centers, hospitals, and women's shelters. So mark your calendar for the Baumgars Ladies' Night this Sunday from 5 to 8 p.m. We hope to see you there.
Stock girls swimming right now with Carroll Head girls swim coach Deb Danner as the Tigers wrapping up the regular season earlier this week, hosting both Perry and Algona. And coach, as always, good to catch up with you. How you doing?
I'm doing great.
That is good to hear. Coach, it's hard to believe that the regular season now came to an end, but you guys did swim on Tuesday, and now you're heading into the postseason less than a week away. This coming Thursday, you'll be over in Ames, or Saturday. I think Thursday's the diving. But, Coach, let's bounce back, to Tuesday this week when you got a chance to host both Perry and Algona. How'd you feel like things went that night?
Yeah, things were great. The girls swam just crazy fast. Was super excited to see that. And, we're super excited to see what happens at regionals this year. They should do very well. But, yeah, they had some really good swims, some really good placings, and that was really exciting for them.
Yeah, how fun was it for the girls? You guys haven't had a ton of home meets, so to be able to be home had to be kind of fun for them again.
Oh, absolutely, yes. Everybody loves swimming at home in front of your home crowd. Absolutely. That was just fantastic for them.
Anything surprise you? I know that you usually know the answer to that question, but I'm going to ask it anyway.
Go for it, ask.
Anything surprise you this past Tuesday night?
Anything surprise me? Yes. Alexis really did surprise me in her 500. You know, we had talked about it a little bit that we're going to try and keep her 50s at 41. And she did a great job keeping her 50s at 41 without my help. So, that was an exciting race for her. She was just thrilled to have dropped a bunch of time in that race. Briley, she went crazy fast in her 2 IM, dropped about 8 seconds in that, which kind of surprised both of us on that one. Wasn't expecting that, but she was pretty thrilled with that. So, yeah, we had a few really good races. Mady is just always dropping time every single meet just about. So, she always comes over like, oh, I dropped time. Okay. be excited. This is great. This is a good thing.
Well, maybe she's just like, been there, done that before, right?
Right.
Coach,
it was fun.
I get the sense really pleased with how things went on Tuesday. So you guys have been working them really hard here lately. So things must be about where you want them to be right now.
Oh, yeah. And we're still, we're still working them hard. Actually, Monday we'll actually start to taper it off a little bit. But, we saw this last year, too, when we worked the girls really hard, the Perry meet. They had some really good times. So that it's a really good sign for us. So, we're pretty excited to see what's going to happen at regionals.
And I'm guessing with the low numbers this year, you made out the lineup sheets for that meet Tuesday instead of somebody else?
Right, yes. being freshmen, they got to get a little bit of experience before they get to do a lineup.
Talk about the relays. How are those girls starting to connect with each other for the relays?
Yeah, we try and keep the relay order the same. That way they figure it out. They learn from each other, how fast they're coming in. So pretty soon it's a very blind start. They just, when they see that spot, they just go. They're doing very well with that. They're getting real comfortable with their relay exchanges. So that really makes me happy, to see that they're doing really well. We're doing the step over relay exchanges and, they seem to be getting very comfortable with that too. So that'll really help with fast exchanges.
The 200 free finished in second place. The 200 medley was a third place. That doesn't mean a whole lot. Which one did you feel like you were stronger in?
Actually, the two free we dropped a lot more time in that one than we did in the medley. We got to work our strokes just a little bit more. We tend to work freestyle quite a bit, so I expect freestyle to get faster. But all week we've been kind of working on our strokes a little bit, and hopefully come next week we'll see some results from that.
You're going to say, you said you're going to start to taper Monday, just a couple of days from now. So what's the week going to be like Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday to get ready for the regionals on Saturday?
Yeah, we start out fairly high yardage yet on Monday, but then we start dropping it down every day, getting more rest. And that's what they need right now is some rest. So, they'll build up their energy levels and we'll go into regionals and they should have just a great big bundle of energy ready to go. So hopefully, every year it's like, okay, I hope this works. And I mean, we've had pretty good luck so far. So I'm keep my fingers crossed. It's going to work out fine.
What's the plans and goals then for Saturday over at Waukee or at Ames, I should say.
Yeah, at Ames. We're just looking to drop time. They have goal times in mind, what they are hoping to hit. you know, we're just trying to swim some fast times, and so they can see that they are fast, that they can compete. You know, well, I don't know how this is going to work out, but, you know, as long as they go faster than what they've been all season, then it worked out fine.
Absolutely. Well, Coach, you do a great job with the program and the girls. We appreciate you joining us here today. Best of luck coming up next Saturday over at Ames.
You bet. Thank you.
You bet. Head Coach Deb Danner again with the Carroll Girls Swim Team. We'll be back with more on the Pete's Ranch Coaches Show right here on KCIM.
When you need a quick meal or one on the go, your Carroll Pizza Ranch has great deals for carryout and delivery. Order online and get 8 pizzas of country's best chicken with potato wedges for only $20. How about 2 large pizzas for $25? Or get 2 medium single topping pizzas, cheesy ranch sticks, and a cactus bread for just $20. Check out these deals and more at pizzaranch.com today and order hot and fresh. Pizza Ranch, located off Highway 30 in Carroll, open 7 days a week.
Whoa, that's good.
Thanks for tuning in here to the Pizza Ranch Coaches Show on this Saturday morning. Again, want to remind you that, of course, our Player of the Game banners from all 4 of our games last night are available on the Carroll Broadcasting Sports Network website, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram pages. You also have the audio broadcast from our 3 radio games last night, podcast on the website, on the Listen to Past Games, on the Features drop-down menu, or on the podcast menu. You can also listen to the Arweva Lennox game on the CB Sports Network YouTube channel. That was an audio-only broadcast, and that is available on our YouTube channel. We'll have the New Way Ford scoreboard show from last night is podcasted on the website as well on the podcast center, and also the New Way Ford New Way Auto Group's live scoreboard page is available on the website with scores from all of the games around the state of Iowa. And Casey Miners and I will get recaps of all 4 of our area football games coming up again on the Springs Exterior Sports Report at sports.1380kcim.com. We'll get those posted over the weekend. I'll also type up today's state cross country, and that is on the schedule for today up in Fort Dodge. Iris Melody of South Central Calhoun going to be running in Class 1A this morning at 10:30, and then at around 2:45 this afternoon, it will be Reg Potts of South Central Calhoun, and then 2 ESAC runners, Landon Spohr and Riley Aragon. Those guys all scheduled to run at about 2:45 this afternoon. Want to thank our coaches for coming in today. Ryan Steinkamp of the Kemper Knights will have their game covered next Friday up at West Lyon. Thanks to Craig Rowetter of the Carroll football team. We wrapped up the season with him. Rusty Wintermote of the Kemper volleyball team will have coverage of their opening round, quarterfinal round match down at the state tournament against Dubuque Wallert coming up on Tuesday morning. Pre-match coverage around 11:30, 11:35, with a first serve scheduled at noon on Kick 106.7. And then we also caught up with Deb Danner from the Carroll Girls Swim Team, and we appreciate her coming in as they get ready for their state qualifying meet a week from today. So thank you very much for tuning in here to the Pizza Ranch Coaches Show on this Saturday morning. Have a great rest of your weekend, everybody.